Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great power of God, to let you know Jesus will change your life. And I'm talking about a change that will last for a lifetime. That's the power of the blood of Jesus to go inside of a man, a woman, a boy, and a girl to change your life, turn your life around, to make you brand new and cause your future to be brighter than your past. I'm talking about what the power of God can do. Because Jesus came into the world to change lives. And the Lord has called Sister Velvet and I into a Holy Ghost filled prison ministry where we go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated the power of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are here on radio to declare to those of you that's out there in the free world that Jesus will totally deliver you from the bondage of the enemy and place Satan under your feet and therefore give you power to live in this world with victory over the devil. Praise God. I'm talking about Jesus whipped Satan at Calvary. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, amen, it's power in the name of Jesus to change lives. And praise God, our ministry goes all across the United States and also around the world into India to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that behind prison bars. We have sent Bibles, other life-changing material out to prisoners all free. And we are here on radio to minister unto those of you that's behind prison bars and also unto those of you that's out there in the free world to let you know the love of God. What Jesus can do. Praise God. And on this month, we're going to have a powerful message talking about the kingdom of heaven. Because heaven is a beautiful place. And I want to go there. And I hope you do too. Amen. In order for you to go to heaven, then heaven must be placed in our hearts down here on the earth. And we plan on having church with the message this month. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend, tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. And at the close, get ready for the prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, the kingdom of heaven. I'm telling you, heaven is a beautiful place. It's God's will for the people to be able to make it into heaven. And in order for us to get to that beautiful place called heaven, heaven must be placed in us. Jesus came to put heaven in us. And when heaven be placed in our hearts, we will live and conduct our lives like those that's already in heaven. In other words, you will live like Jesus, walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus while you're walking down here in this earth among this wicked and sinful generation. Jesus will live in us, walk and talk in us. Praise God. I'm telling you, when Jesus placed heaven in us, we can have love one for another. I'm telling you, amen, praise God, you will forgive people and will treat them nice. You will love your enemies. I'm talking about what the power of God can do when heaven come in you. You have peace with your fellow man. I'm telling you, with heaven coming, you, a husband will love his wife, a wife will love the husband. No cheating in your marriage. You will have beautiful raised children to love the Lord. You will have family prayer in your home. You will be able to go and shop in the stores and don't steal, don't shoplift. Glory to God. You don't embezzle money. You don't cheat in your taxes. Praise God. I'm talking about what the power of God can do. He can make you honest. You hear me? You can live honest. Be honest on your job. Be honest when you're dealing in your daily businesses. Praise God. When heaven come in you, he will let you live right before the unseen eyes of God. You will live holy. You don't be in the hotels and motels in the bed with somebody you're not married to. But you'll be able to live right before the unseen eyes of the Almighty God. Glory to God. That's when heaven comes in you. You'll be able to do and keep God's commandments and keep his statutes. Glory to God. When heaven comes in you. Amen. People, we need to get heaven in us. When heaven come in us, we will live our life to please God. Keep his statutes. Keep his commandments. So that we'll be ready to go to heaven up beyond the blue. Praise God. Amen. And I'm talking about when heaven get in you. You don't have to knock on the door, but the door will swing open and you go shouting and dancing and speaking in tongues through the gates of heaven. Glory to God. I'm telling you, that's something to be to praise God for. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of heaven come in you. He'll put that love in your heart where you love everybody. You love your family. Praise God. No more child molesting. No more child pedophiling. Amen. You'll love your children. Glory to God. I'm talking about when heaven comes in you. Praise God. It's time to destroy the powers of darkness. It's time to destroy the works of the devil and establish the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. I'm telling you, Jesus come to destroy the works of the devil. Destroy sickness and disease. Destroy the devil that want people to smoke. Amen. Marijuana. Amen. And smoke these different types of plants. If it meant for you to smoke, he'll put a chimney over your head and cause, amen, smoke to come out of it. But God did not mean for a man and a woman to smoke. But the devil wants you to kill yourself by polluting yourself with these impurities. But when heaven come in you, you will clean your life up. You will clean yourself up from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit so that the Holy Ghost can live in you, walk and talk in you, and God's spirit dwells in a clean vessel. Amen. You can't have the spirit of God and be smoking. Amen. Drinking. Praise God. But those are filthy spirits. And 2 Corinthians 7:1 said, having therefore these promises dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the sight of God. We got to cleanse ourselves if we want to put heaven in us. Praise God. And the blood of Jesus will cleanse you. Glory to God. And will wash you and make you whiter than snow. Praise God. That's good for introductions of velvet. I'm telling you, this is a powerful message talking about the kingdom of heaven. Because when heaven comes in you, he will give you power to be a child of God. The blood of Jesus will write your name on heaven's road.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm telling you, give you a seat in the kingdom. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get ready to go into the word of God here. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 3, and verse number 1. And let's see what John was preaching, amen, in the wilderness of Judea.
St. John 3:1, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight."
Now John was the forerunner of Jesus, preparing the way so that the people may get their heart right with God, so that the kingdom of heaven can be placed in their life. And he told them to repent, to turn from their sins. Repentance means to turn. You turn from your sins. When you turn from your sins, you will stop your evil doings. The things you know is wrong, you stop it. You don't do it anymore. And say, "Lord, forgive me. I won't sin anymore." That's repentance. That's true repentance. Praise God. You ask the Lord to forgive you. Amen. And you won't do it anymore. That's true repentance. Glory to God. Amen. Now, John preached, said, be fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight." In other words, get your heart right. Amen. It's time for people to get your life right with God. That's the reason why I preach it on radio. The gospel is telling the people to get your heart right. Get rid of sin. That's the gospel. Glory to God. Telling you to turn from your evil doings. And to say, "Lord, forgive me of my sin. I won't do it anymore." That's true repentance. Glory to God. Amen. There's a lot of people, they just pray, say, "Lord, forgive me," and they go back and sin again. That's not true repentance. But true repentance is saying, "Lord, forgive me for my sin. I won't do it anymore." Because when the Lord forgive you, he wants you to stop and don't do it anymore. That's true repentance. Glory to God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Sister Velvet?
And the same John had his raiment of Cambridge, and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat were locusts and wire honey. Then without him Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins.
Now they were baptized in water, confessing their sins. And baptism is a testimony that you're stopping your old life. You're not doing that old stuff anymore. And the water is washing your body. And you're testifying, saying, "This body is no longer going to be used to drink no more booze. You're not going to use your body no more to smoke no more plants. You're not going to curse anymore. You're not going to lie anymore. But you're going to use your body now to serve the Lord. You're going to get ready for the kingdom of heaven." Glory to God. That's what water baptism supposed to mean. Glory to God. You're testifying to the world that you're making a change in your life. So they were confessing their sins. Praise the Lord. What did the Bible say?
But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, "O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring for therefore fruit meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able to these stones to raise up children unto Abraham."
There's a lot of people, because they go to church, because they say they are a preacher, they've been to some school, some seminary, got some degree, they feel like they are right with God. But I'm here on radio to let you know, you can't go to heaven because you got a degree from some seminary, because you are reverend, because you got a clergy collar on, but you got to have the kingdom of heaven in you. You got to have the life of Christ in you. You got to get free from your sin in order for you to make it into heaven. Amen. The scribes and the Pharisees, they came down there to John's baptism thinking that John was going to get with them in their folly, in their
mess. But John was full of the Holy Ghost. He told them, O generation of vipers, who warn you to flee from the wrath to come, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. I want to let you know that if you want to get the kingdom of heaven in you, then you got to stop your sinning. You can't go to heaven with sin in your life. You can't have the kingdom of heaven in you when you got the devil living in you. Glory to God. But you got to get rid of the devil. Get rid of sin. Glory to God, amen. And the preacher need to get saved. Glory to God. There's a lot of preachers in the church need to get saved themselves. Blind lead the blind, and they're both going to hell. The church and the pastor both going to hell because of sin. But if you want the kingdom of heaven in you, then you got to repent and turn from your sins so that the King of glory can come alive in your heart. Glory to God. Now, John was preaching the gospel, and folks was being baptized, confessing their sins. Praise the Lord. What did the Bible say, Sir Velvet?
And now also the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which is bringing not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Now John preached a powerful message, and this is a powerful message here on radio, amen, to let you know that Jesus come to give you power. You heard me? Power to live in this world with victory. I said victory over the devil. Amen. The devil has no right making a child of God sin and do wrong. You heard me? Praise God. Amen. Jesus is the strong man. When Jesus come in you, he'll give you power to knock that devil down. He'll give you resisting power. You heard me? Resisting power. To be able to resist every temptation of the devil. That's when you're saved. You got that power to resist the devil. Glory to God. If you can't resist the devil, you're not saved. If you got to yield to temptation, you're not saved. Glory to God. But when you're saved, you can put that devil in his place and say, Satan, get behind me. What I have been ain't going to be no more. Those of you that's incarcerated, when you get the salvation in your soul, get washed in the blood of the Lamb, you can look that devil in the eye and say, Satan, get behind me. What I have been ain't going to be no more. I used to lie, but I'm not going to lie no more. I used to steal, but I'm not going to steal no more. I used to commit adultery, fornication. I'm not going to do it no more. Those of you that's out there in the free world, in them churches, amen, you don't fornicate anymore. You don't be telling lies anymore. You don't steal the church money anymore. You don't go in the stores and shoplift anymore. Because when Jesus come in you, he will bring forth a change. The kingdom of heaven will be placed in your heart, cause you to live holy if you want to make heaven your home. Glory to God. Amen. Praise our God. I'm telling you. Amen. Now, John told him the axe is laid at the root of the tree. And if you can't live right, then death come upon you. Because the Bible said in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And amen. And I want to let you know, amen, you die in your sins, you're going to be like the rich man. Lift your eyes up in hell. Glory to God. Amen. But Jesus come to make your tree good. And when the kingdom of heaven come in you, you'll be able to live right. Have good fruit hanging on the tree. And then the baptism of the Holy Ghost can come in on the inside and fill you up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. What did the Bible say, Sir Velvet?
Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Now listen. Jesus will breathe in your soul, amen, and sanctify you wholly. Take out the Adam nature of sin. Place in you a brand new nature, which is a nature of Christ that don't want to sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just like people do wheat. They take the wheat with the chaff and throw it up in the air. And the wind and the fan blow the chaff out, and the pure wheat fall to the ground. And the chaff is blown over there in a pile so they can burn it up. I want to let you know Jesus Christ will breathe a life in you and sanctify you wholly, and take out the Adam nature of sin and place in you a brand new nature, which is a nature of Christ that don't want to sin. And that's being born again. You're born of the Spirit. Glory to God. And therefore you got that new birth in you. And Jesus Christ make you brand new. The kingdom of heaven will be placed in your heart. And when the kingdom of heaven is placed in you, you can testify like Paul testified in Galatians 2:20. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But yet not I, but Christ, which is Jesus, that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus will walk and talk in you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then you'll be able to go sweeping through the gates of heaven. Glory to God. Because the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Not the ones that straddling the fence. Not the ones that falling down, getting dirty in sin. Not the ones that sin and repent every day. But those that are living holy. Those that are living free from sin. Those that are sanctified through the blood, they are the ones that are going to be able to make it into heaven, because their heart is pure before God. The kingdom of heaven is in you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We need to get the kingdom of heaven in us so that we can live right if we want to make heaven our home. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's power in the name of Jesus. It's power in the name of Jesus to change lives. And a prisoner can change. Yes, you can change. You don't have to live your life in and out of the local jails, in and out of the state prisons, the federal prisons. Those of you that's out there in the free world, you don't have to live your life sinning and repenting every day. You hear me? Jesus come to put you on a better promise. I come to preach the gospel to let you know Jesus come to save you from your sin and fix it so you can live right. Because you can't go to heaven sinning and repenting every day. That's the life of a sinner. Praise the Lord. But Jesus come to save you. He come to deliver you. He come to set you free. Glory to God. So that you can be able to live holy in a sinful world. And be ready when Jesus come. Praise God. You can't be pure when you got sin in your life. And you got to repent. Glory to God. But in order for you to be pure, you got to get washed in that blood. And once you get washed in that blood, get sanctified holy, then you're clean. You're pure. And you don't have to repent. You hear me? Because you're living right. Glory to God. Amen. If I'm living right, why do I have to repent? Praise God. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the reason why we need to hear real gospel. It takes a Holy Ghost preacher to preach the truth. And because there are too many false doctrines out here. Glory to God. Got people sitting and playing games, going around in circles. Glory to God. Like the children of Israel did. Amen. Because of unbelief, they went around in circles. Glory to God. Amen. Couldn't get into the promised land because of unbelief. And unbelief will have people now going around in circles, sinning and repenting, saying they saved. Amen. Ain't nothing but a lie from the pit of hell. And got people on their way to hell thinking they're going to heaven. But I'm here on radio to preach the truth, to tell you that Jesus Christ come to save you from your sin. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. This is a powerful message talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, I will live right. Blow their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them. Oh, glory to God. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them holy. Put that joy in there. Put that love and peace in there. Glory, glory, God. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking of tongues. Go into them jails and prisons. Let the power of God go in there and praise our God. Change those prisoners. Deliver them and set them free. Glory to God. Amen. So they be a new man and a new woman in Jesus' name. Lord, go into these churches. Let the power of God knock them people out and call them to get saved, get sanctified, so they can live right and be ready to go back to heaven. Glory to God. Amen. And be ready when Jesus comes. Lord, heal the sick in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and give God the praise. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sis Velvet.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. The song said, come to Jesus. He will heal you. Hallelujah. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. He will save you. Hallelujah. He will set you free. Hallelujah. So let's come to Him and let Him take control. Because we can't do it ourselves. So you believe that prayer that Ella Holmes has prayed. You have got your deliverance. And you have got your victory. But you have to claim it for yourself. So keep on praising and keep on thanking God. Because the more you thank Him, you say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The better you will fear. Because when praises go up, blessings will come down. So we praise God for you. Don't be behind prison bars. We love you with a special love. But God loves you even more. It doesn't matter what you have done, because the Lord said He is a forgiving God. That if you come to Him, like the prayer of the homes of prayer, you receive that prayer. The Lord said He'll cast your sins in a sea of forgiveness and remember them no more. And you will be a brand new creature. And those that are in the free world, we praise God for you and thank you for your prayers and your support of our ministry. You also can call for prayer and counseling also. We will respond back to you. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. He's standing at the door knocking and waiting for you to believe and accept Him. So give Him a chance, hallelujah, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you and pray for Sister Velvet and I do ministry to go into the jails and prison to spread the power of God to those that's behind prison bars. And those of you that's in the free world, you can tune into our website and enjoy yourself with the inspirational, powerful messages and other life-changing activities that's on that website. Just help yourself. Amen. And also visit your loved ones that's incarcerated. It'll be a great blessing unto them. To next broadcast, this Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Sid Velvet, saying that
if Jesus comes for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.